Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. There is a big problem with pickleball, and everybody knows it, but really isn't doing anything about it. Dax Shepard, the actor, recently highlighted the problem in an Instagram post where he shows a picture of him and his wife, Kristen Bell, with pickleball paddles. Here's where it gets fun. In the caption, he writes, "Well, in the least shocking update of all time, we finally tried it, and of course, we are completely addicted now. I want to play every second of every day. Stay tuned for future injury pictures." That seems to be what comes next. The problem is injuries. Now, injuries are part of every sport. As a matter of fact, more people get injured just going to the gym than any other physical activity. You've all seen the crazy Instagram memes of people doing stupid stuff. It's like sometimes we just can't get out of our own way. Riding a bike is statistically more dangerous than playing pickleball. But the problem is people who cycle or run habitually typically treat their sport like a sport. They warm up, they cool down, they do resistance training, mobility, etc. You know, so they can just do the thing they love to do. They know that there are certain behaviors they need to engage in if they want to continue running or cycling. However, with pickleball, people just grab their paddle, go onto the court, run around and hurt their knee, tear their Achilles. You know what I'm talking about. Hurt their elbow. You've seen people just like got straps on their elbows, their wrist. It's just crazy. Today, I want to talk to you about one of the highest leverage activities you can engage in. And when repeated over time, it will help you move better, have less pain, and prevent injury. And that is warming up. Now, it seems like a simple activity, but nobody's doing it. You see a couple people doing it, but that's it. That's why we actually started this hashtag, #BeWeirdWarmUp. I got to tell you the story behind that really quick. I met this guy, Julio, out in Katy, Texas. And he's playing pickleball, and everybody's like, Julio's the guy around here, right? And he's drinking a beer, playing pickleball. He's a great player. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, why don't you warm up?" I'm showing him the AIM7 app, just talking to people. I'm like, "Why don't you warm up?" And he says, "Because nobody else is doing it." I'm like, "Right. So just be weird, warm up." He started laughing. The really cool thing is he sent me a video a few weeks later. I think it was like 4 or 5 weeks later, of him warming up at the US Open and then winning a medal. And then he posted it on social media because he feels better. Warming up is more than just preparing to play the game. It's actually like dosing a little bit of medicine every day for your joints, for your soft tissues. You're just going to feel better if you do this every single time. If you do it over and over and over again, there's going to be compounding benefits. The scientific literature is very clear that warming up is very important for all types of exercises. It's going to improve your performance and it's going to mitigate injury. Now, most of this literature, just to be clear, a lot of it's in the military, a lot of it's in youth sports, but it's very compelling and there's mechanisms for why this works. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the 4 basic parts of a warm-up. I'm going to give you some reasons why it works, give you some examples, and I'm going to give you some tools at the end. Here's something cool that I found when doing research for this podcast. The effectiveness of warm-up programs increases with higher compliance and frequency of implementation. Performing warm-up programs at least once per week is beneficial, with additional sessions further enhancing the protective effects. You want to do it over and over and over again. I can't imagine just going out and playing because I'm in such a routine of doing this. Every time I go into the gym, I literally warm up for 20 minutes. That's a bit long, but a lot of my warm up now as I'm getting older is like prehab. And we're going to talk about why as you get older, doing this is going to make you feel better. Specific warm-up techniques that mimic the movements of the subsequent activity are even more effective in preparing the body and reducing injury compared to general or passive warm-ups, like just bending over and touching your toes. Now, there's 4 basic components to a warm-up that we're going to detail today. Heart rate elevation, mobilization, dynamic flexibility and activation. Now, I've kind of blended some things just to make it simpler, but the first thing you need to do is get your heart rate up. Warming up by increasing the heart rate is essential for several reasons. It enhances performance by improving what's called myocardial perfusion. You're going to get more blood to your heart. It also increases your core and muscle temperature. And that's important for several reasons. It improves muscle flexibility. As your muscle temperature rises, the muscles become more pliable and less stiff. This increased flexibility allows for greater ranges of motion and reducing the risk of muscle strains during an injury. It also enhances muscle contraction. Warmer muscles contract more forcefully and rapidly. You get more blood flow as the core temperature goes up. Blood vessels dilate, allowing more blood to reach the working muscles. You're going to deliver more oxygenated blood and nutrients to those tissues. You're going to get improved oxygen delivery. You're going to get faster metabolic reactions. The chemical reactions that produce energy in the muscles occur more quickly at higher temperatures. And as you're warming up, it's actually preparing your mind. There's a mental performance component of this. You're kind of slowly ramping up the activity. Now, how would you do this? You can jog. You can do jumping jacks. If you have a large court, you can do sliding movements like tall slides and low slides and shuffles. And if you have a friend with you, you won't feel as awkward if you're somebody that's a little bit, you know, self-conscious. But the whole thing is like, just be weird and warm up because it's so worth it. You don't want to blow out your Achilles because you just go out there and start sprinting around. This is a high intensity intermittent activity. Think about it. A lot of times people tear their Achilles when they return a ball and start sprinting towards the kitchen line and boom, pop their Achilles. Well, if they had warmed up, if they had prepared the tissues, and if they'd done this over and over and over again, they're less likely for that to happen. The next part is mobilization. Okay, your joints don't get direct blood flow like your muscles do. So you got to do some things a little bit differently to get them warmed up. So one of the things you want to know about is something called synovial fluid. Joints are surrounded by this synovial fluid, and it lubricates and nourishes the cartilage. And when you move your joints through a full range of motion, it helps distribute this synovial fluid evenly, ensuring better joint lubrication and reducing friction between the joint surfaces. It also improves range of motion. So when you're mobilizing a joint, it's like doing shoulder, like arm circles, or like placing your arm directly at your side and rotating it, or even moving your wrist through big circular ranges of motion, knee circles. These types of movements are really going to help start pushing more of this fluid around the joint surface. And you're going to start, it's like, if you're, especially as you get older, like your joints just take a little while to, quote, warm up. It increases proprioception, or your body's ability to sense its position and movement. This is really important for your joints, because what happens when you start moving this joint during your warm up, it starts stimulating these nerve endings, the muscles and the tendons. It's going to enhance your awareness because you're making sharp movements and you don't want your knee to buckle because of lack of proprioception. It's also going to help with muscle activation, you know, performing dynamic movements. You can start doing like hip rotations and things like that, really help prepare your body and decrease the risk of injury. The more specific, the better. So for instance, if we're doing, you know, pickleball, you're using your arms a lot. So you're going to want to be doing different types of mobilization exercises where you're swinging your arms across your body, bringing your arms over your head, moving like D1, D2 patterns. There's so many different ways that you can do this. And I'm going to give you some tools at the end. So you got heart rate elevation should take at least 3 to 5 minutes. You want to be lightly sweating. Your heart rate should be up. Mobilization, you know, you go joint by joint. You can start with your ankles, to your knees, to your hips, to your shoulders, to your elbows, to your wrists, to your neck. The older you are, maybe the longer it's going to take, but you're going to feel so much better. The next part is dynamic flexibility. Now, people talk about dynamic warmups. This really became a thing about 25 years ago, but I'm going to say that dynamic flexibility is basically placing a load on multiple body segments in a coordinated fashion. What does that mean? Like when you lunge, now you've got your hips, knees, and ankles activated, doing a lunge and a twist, doing a quad grab, like you grab your foot and you're grab like a quad stretch and then reaching overhead, doing a lateral lunge and twisting. These are all types of movements that you're going to be doing, not grabbing your quad on the court, but lunging laterally and rotating. That's swinging. A lot of times you're at the kitchen and you're dipping, bending, and hitting a ball. Well, you want to start activating your body this way. Doing dynamic flexibility is going to improve muscle activation. These types of exercises help activate the muscles that will be used during the main part of your exercise. By performing controlled active movements, you're gradually increasing more blood flow to these muscles and preparing them for the upcoming physical demand. So it's like you're slowly ramping things up. You're going to get enhanced neuromuscular coordination. So these types of exercises require your muscles and nerves to work together to perform controlled movements. So here's the thing. You ever heard of muscle memory? I'm just here to tell you, your muscles have zero memory. It's all driven by your nervous system. Your nervous system innervates your muscles and tells them when to contract. You really are trying to ramp up your nervous system and get everything coordinated. And you can start increasing the intensity of your movement. So you notice this is gradually more complex. You're going from general heart rate elevation to moving specific joints. Now you're coordinating most like multiple body segments together. And the last thing I call is activation. And this is preparing your body for unpredictable movements. You're going to be doing some balancing exercises. And what you're doing is you're ramping up your nervous system for high speed and power movements. So I like to place two types of exercises in activation. One is like balance or stability exercises. So balancing on one leg, there's a four-way balance activity that I love to do where you kind of balance on, let's say, your right leg and you bend slightly and you extend your left leg out in front of you and you hold for 10 seconds. And then you move that leg to the left and you hold. And then you move it behind you and then you kind of go across and behind you. Now you're kind of like firing up the nervous system a whole lot because you're trying to balance, you're gaining proprioception. Some people like to do planks to start like for activation for their torso. And then the last part is some really dynamic movements like doing line hops, like back and forth across a line. Why? Because you're going to be doing explosive movements and you're also going to be doing deceleration movements. And that's a lot of times where people really hurt themselves. There's a running, they decelerate, they can blow out a patella tendon, they can strain a quad muscle. Some people can even buckle and that's where a joint goes out. So you want to start getting the body ready to do this. And also this is like small dose of training. If you spend 3 to 5 minutes doing activation balance, which is great as we age, and then also doing these explosive little line movements, and you can start gradually. You can just start very gently side to side and then front to back hops over a line on the court. Then you could do 1 foot, you know, side to side, front to back. And there's ways to progress this. There's beginner, intermediate, and advanced to all of these different things. So I hope this really helps you understand that warm-up isn't just a nuisance. It's something that's going to prepare your body for the game. It's going to help prevent injury. And dosing this repeatedly over time is going to help you move better. It's great for your joints. And you're going to play better. There's a teaching pro that found the AIM7 app. He's up in Michigan. And he reached out and he's like, listen, this guy's like a 5-0. He's a really good player. And he's like, Eric, he reached out and said, I started warming up. And people were like, man, you're playing so much better out the gate. And he's like, yeah, because I'm warm. And then he started doing some other things in the app, resistance training, things he hadn't been doing very much. And guess what? He has a really high level of skill. Now he started building the physical tools around his game and he's playing a lot better and he's winning. So if you need a playbook for this, we have a free warm-up guide I'm going to put in the show notes that details all of these four components. Gives you examples of a workout, has videos in there, or you can just try the AIM7 app, which has an infinite variety of step-by-step video warmups that you can do in small spaces. Like if you just have a 5x5 area, maybe some people bring a mat, they can do stuff standing and laying down. We also have warmups for full court. So if you have a court to yourself, then you can go ahead and do a full court warmup, which is optimal. So go check those out, both of those in the show notes. The warmup guide is free. You can try AIM7 for 30 days, but I hope this helps you. We're going to be addressing more of the components to your health and performance around this game because it's growing so fast. 45 million Americans played this game in the past 12 months. It's not going anywhere. It's an amazing game with so many health benefits. I just want to make sure that you can enjoy it and play the game with your friends. One more thing. This is a free podcast. And if you've benefited from the information on this show, would you please leave us a rating and a written review on whichever listening platform you are joining us from? Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.